tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We're here with Season 6, Episode 8, Guilt Trip, and my name is Grant Rutter. I'm your host tonight, and with me to discuss tonight's episode.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am Megan Stecker, and doing my best Melissa impression tonight.
Look at this dress. It's very Housewives-esque.
Well, we got our photos taken tonight, so we both dressed up.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't see, if you're listening to us via iTunes, she has a flowy green dress on with a bunch of tassels, would you say?
Fringe. I'm going to call it fringe.
Fringe, yeah.
I'm rocking some fringe.
I like it. Looks good. Melissa probably would approve. I think she would. Let's talk about it. Now, Melissa is fed up with the snow. It seems like all these women are over the winter, and if you live out here or if you're on the East Coast, you know that it was one hell of a winter, and it went on and on, so I can relate to these women's, problems of wanting to get out of the snow, because I remember those long winters myself. Mm-hmm. So they want to plan this trip, and really, I think they just want to get away, but they're making it seem like, no, for real, they want to make Teresa feel like she can get away for a little bit and kind of, like, have a break. And I thought it was really sweet that Melissa was, like, really thinking of Teresa. What a difference between this time last season, earlier in the season.
Yes, and I think later in the show when Melissa says, or maybe it was earlier in the show, when Melissa says, everything that happened between me and Teresa is so petty to what's going on right now. And I'm glad I'm in a good place where I can call her and tell her I'm here for you and for the kids. So, nice to see that. But it was so funny how everyone was just shoveling snow and ice the whole episode. It's kind of like, what was the connecting theme for the whole episode? Shoveling ice.
Right. Yeah. So, they're dying to get out of there. I think it's a good idea. They don't want to go far. And I wonder if that's because of Teresa's problem or if the problem. I mean, that's a loaded word right there. Teresa's pending. Mm-hmm. Whatever she's telling people at this might be pre-plea deal. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, because if normally these housewives go away, like Orange County went to Bali.
Right.
Although New York, didn't they go to Montana? I don't know. So that was questionable right there. I mean, who knows? But okay, so Florida. Okay. I had flashbacks. I don't know if you did too. When Melissa went down to Orlando when she was launching her singing career. Do you remember that?
Was that the radio station interview where she had to sing live?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the girls, there was a background reason behind the going away somewhere close. Mm-hmm. I read something, true or not, I don't know, but earlier this season I had read something online that said that Teresa couldn't really travel too far with all the legal things and not leave the country. True or not,
right.
I don't know. Florida is a nice quick 2-hour flight from where the girls would be taking their flight from, probably North Jersey or New York. If it's that close and nice and warm and you can just lay by the pool, it doesn't matter if it's halfway around the world or just a 2-hour flight to me.
Right. So all these ladies are going to go and visit Dina at her house, which was kind of nice. She actually had somebody over the last time we saw Dina. She was talking to someone who wasn't even there. They were on their phone. So she actually had some company.
That was nice.
And they're all talking about this Florida trip and they all seem into it, but they kept cutting to Nicole, and Nicole kind of kept looking around the room, like trying to, like, almost like one of those where you want to look at somebody but you don't want to stare, and you kind of just keep jerking her, kind of keep looking. And that's what I caught her doing with Amber. Like, she kind of kept looking in her direction. What did she expect Amber to do? Did she expect Amber to be sitting there giving her the evil eye?
Well, we're talking about the ladybug meeting, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
At Dina's
so
house.
Well, this is after the awkwardness of the heated text coming from Amber to Bobby, telling him he's no man for not picking up the phone. So I think that both the twins and Amber were all feeling like, okay, we're nervous. Is this going to be a jump at each other and pull out hair again situation? Or are we all going to pretend that this didn't happen because we're here to talk about planning a children's cancer charity event?
Yeah.
So I think that they properly did not address it in that arena. and just behaved themselves and talked about the charity event instead.
Yeah, but Nicole would have went for it, I think, given the opportunity.
Oh, totally.
She was like, kept
She's
looking
a little firecracker.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to that text message back and forth with her and Bobby. I think that Amber fell victim to what happens to so many of us with getting texts. It's how you read them. Mm-hmm. It's what you want to believe is behind them. You know, if you read those texts, I listened good.
Okay.
And if you listen to those text messages, like, if you read them like you were, like, very black and white, they were just kind of like, you know, like, what happened? Like, I want to talk to you. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, we were once considered so close, I don't understand. And so that was basically what it was. But the way Nicole was reading it, and then, of course, her sister being there to kind of really kind of amp it up and then use different voices and really kind of make it seem like so much more than it really was, I think that it really wasn't meant to be in that way. I don't think Amber is that type of person where she's like going to attack someone in a text. I would hope not. You know, I think that's more along the lines of something Bobby would do. What do you think?
I almost wonder if Amber was really that mad and really writing those things, or if kind of Bobby and Amber were talking about how mad they were at Bobby, and it was kind of a joint thought of theirs.
Oh,
what
you
was
mean
being
Jim
said.
And Jim and Amber were combined.
Sorry, Jim, yeah. And, Jim and Amber combined in the same room, kind of both of their emotions going out in these texts.
I didn't see them as angry texts. I thought it was like direct and to the point, and we need to talk. I don't understand why you won't answer my calls.
I thought it was a little bit attacking in
you
the whole
so?
Like,
yeah.
You're not a man if you don't pick up. Like, it would be she could have said it a little nicer, as in, I'm disappointed you didn't pick up. I would hoped we could have talked.
I getcha. Yeah, okay. I get that.
I don't know. I'm too nice sometimes. I get told. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's like a combination of everything. I think you do have a point. And it also didn't help that Nicole had to read it in a mocking voice either.
Correct.
What did you think of the moment, and I'll give my opinion in a minute, when the twins are shoveling the steps, which all these people can hire people to do this. Come on. But what did you think when they were doing that, and then Bobby had to pull up on the loudspeaker?
Well, it made me think of last week, our talk with Jim, saying that, oh, he's kind of just became a volunteer firefighter just for appearances on the show. And I thought, why would somebody have kind of that sound system coming out of their regular everyday vehicle?
Yeah.
But maybe a lot of volunteer firefighters do. I'm not really sure.
You know, I mean, if we're going to go on what we learned or heard last week with Jim, perhaps that was put in for the show. You know, that maybe would be, you know, it kind of follows along with what was said last week. And in case you missed it, we did interview Jim Marchese last week here on AfterBuzz, an AfterBuzz exclusive interview. And if you're on YouTube, it's below. And if you're on iTunes, go back in and check below. There was no episode last week, but we did. There was no episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey on Bravo, but we had our interview here, and it really made some news.
Scandalous.
And yeah, and we had some crazy reactions. So there was a lot of information, particularly around Bobby. So put us on pause, check it out if you haven't, or come back to us, or go back to that interview, because it's definitely interesting. And like a lot of commenters said, it did kind of change their opinion on Jim, and it gives a lot, shines a light on how the show is produced, if anything else.
Correct. Which I thought was very helpful for the viewers.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, this is an open platform, and we want to have more discussions with these New Jersey residents, and we want to learn more about the show. We love talking about it. So hopefully we can have more people on.
Right.
I think we have some plans. So you never know. Keep checking us out.
And it's the fans deserve to hear from their side, their point of view, to see all sides of the, all sides of the table. What am I saying?
That's true. Yeah. And I mean, when you're on a reality show, like most people would think, it's very controlled. So to be able to have the option to be able to come to someone like us, which is a great platform, where you can speak in your own voice, you're not edited, we're not picking out clips. I mean, this is straight
live.
You know, so you can really tell us your side of the story. So that's what's so great, and that's what we hope to continue.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, if you haven't checked that out,
meanwhile, back
please
in New
do
Jersey.
So. Yes. So this Project Ladybug party, what do you think of this this party in general? I think it's for a good cause, but to me, it got lost in the episode.
It did. And what struck me was the fact that I'm going to say all the wrong names. I'm having such a hard time with everyone's names this season. What's wrong with me? So Teresa and Amber went in the other room. Amber wished to take her aside and talk about the bombshell from 2 weeks ago.
Victoria's Secret.
Saying, you know, we know Victoria's Secret. saying, you know, this is crazy. I don't know whether to believe it or not. But it seems that Teresa is fine in her marriage to Reno. And I should just be quiet about this, right? Like, we should just be quiet about this. Mm-hmm. At the same time, in the other room, the other girls were talking about, well, Amber sent Bobby all these horrible text messages, and they don't know how to act right now. And then when everyone rejoined, everyone denied talking about each other. But that's exactly what was going on. And
if we were talking about you, we would just say it right in front of you. We'd tell you right now.
I just thought that, in a nutshell, encapsulates exactly what the Real Housewives is. And I just cracked up and watched that scene at least 3 times.
Like, feet away from each other, they're talking an intense conversation, but no one can own up to anything.
Yep.
I thought they might pull out the Victoria's rumor, we'll call it. I thought they might pull it out. But they both danced around it as quickly as possible.
Well, you know, it seems that for the moment, Amber and Teresa have decided that it's none of their business and they're not going to spread any gossip, and it is what it is, and quiet.
See, Teresa said that she thought it was strange that she would bring it up, like, only a few feet away from Teresa and Nicole. But I just feel like that was kind of like a low blow, because she wants to discuss it. When else is she going to talk to Teresa? I guess she's going to give her a call, but we're on a television show.
Correct. So I think she thought it was an opportune time because
they were
together in the same room.
Right, yeah. Dina's house has so much stuff in it. I'm too distracted to focus on the story with all these things, Buddhas and ribbon and all this stuff
so
all over the place.
So many Buddhas and candles. She's really a spiritual gal.
Yeah. So anything else you want to say about that? I mean, they're going to Florida. We went over basically everything, I think, that went on in that house.
Yeah, that's it.
And the party will be coming up. So everything always goes down at these parties. So although Dina's against any type of drama, again, I don't know why you're on The Real Housewives, but okay. And that's my opinion. let's move forward to the big story, the big elephant in the room of this whole season so far, is what's going on with Teresa and Joe. And it opened up the episode, and we were on February 28th, 2014. This is 4 days before the plea agreement was reached.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a few shots of Gia before, like, when they were doing the whole cooking.
Yes.
And then Melania ate an onion and all that. And they just kept showing Gia, or I saw her in the background, and she just looked so sad to me. Mm-hmm. She looked like a real sad soul. Did you pick that up?
I didn't in that. I saw that she was very annoyed with her little sister for eating a raw onion and then causing a ruckus in the kitchen. I didn't pick that up, but I'm...
I don't know. This is the way they cut to her. And I mean, like she said, she obviously knows what's going on.
Right.
But we'll get to that point in a minute. So inside, so we're basically, Radar Online gave a report.
My favorite.
Take that with what you will. You know, I mean, it was funny because Andy Cohen said about 11% of what's on Radar Online is true. And I love it.
Well, Andy's reading it, so there you go, Radar Online.
And I love it. They like didn't blur it out. They were like, "This is probably like the Bravo's little FU to be like, yeah, this is the source right here, and we're gonna talk about the whole episode why it's not true."
Yeah.
So apparently, there was this Radar Online put out this untrue statement that a plea deal was reached and that Joe's gonna get 5 years and Teresa's on probation. And Amber really broke down. I was surprised. I feel like in this season, I don't see how these women could be that close,
because
we haven't really seen them interact. So far, we've seen Amber go to Victoria Gotti's house with Teresa, and then they met at the Fall Harvest party. So I haven't really seen much, so I was really surprised by her reaction. Apparently, Gia was too.
Gia's reaction was my reaction, so it made me laugh, because I'm like, look at this. The waterworks just pouring down her face and the mascara streaming down. Actually, Andy on Watch What Happens Live last night thought it was the greatest thing ever and made his own little mini movie out of it.
Oh, of course.
Of course. So it almost seemed unwarranted to be that upset over it. I mean, I think Teresa addressed that, but Teresa also made a good point of, you know, she went through cancer. So I guess if traumatic things are happening to other people, like, she was upset. Or maybe she's just PMSing.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she, like, has legit emotions about how she feels, because she does have four daughters and she's gotten to know this woman. Maybe she was a fan of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. You know, you never know beforehand.
She's a Teresa fan.
You know, so, like, maybe she feels like she knows her the way we kind of feel like we know her. And then when you meet someone in person and you really visit with them, it even solidifies it even more. Then you feel, like, really connected. So maybe that's a question for Amber.
It is a question for Amber. Mm-hmm. Amber, call us.
So, basically, now they reached this plea deal on 4-4. March 4th, and so go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And they said in the episode, this is according to the episode, of course, when you read things, it's always different. They said that Joe could get 37 to 47 months in jail, and Teresa could get 21 to 27 months in jail. We've said before what we think they're going to get, who really knows. There's some news that we can get into later. It goes on and on with this whole debacle. And so what's really interesting to me is they cut two different members of our family. They had Kathy on there, they had Rosie on there, and then they had Dina. And I don't know if they asked her, if they asked each of these women straight up, like, what do you think is going to happen to Teresa? But they all said the same thing. They were all so diplomatic, and they all didn't really give an answer. They all were just like, I don't really follow. Like, I don't really know. Like, I just let her know I'm there for her. Did you catch that? It was like three in a row.
And they all kind of had this deer in headlights look, like,
yes,
what do I say? What's the right answer? What do I say? So it was a little disappointing. They asked so many different people that we've seen over the years in The Housewives, and no one gave a real answer, or no one broke down crying about it, it was a little...
What stuck out for me was Dina said that Teresa is her girlfriend, and she doesn't care, she doesn't follow anything, she doesn't follow the case. I don't know, if you were that close with someone, I mean, you know, to not really have an opinion, at least that she wants to speak of, I just find it kind of strange that she didn't really have anything to say about it. Would you be
maybe
concerned?
Not on the show, but I would definitely be asking my friend, like, what really happened?
Yeah.
And I feel like if they were really friends, well, maybe not. I mean, I guess I would never do something that that was illegal and have to admit it in that way. I just feel like your really good friend would ask you what happened.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they've had this conversation off camera. I think they would.
Probably.
But I don't know, though. I mean, to claim that you don't even follow the case, how can you avoid it?
You can't even avoid it.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, like, you're in this woman's house. Like, you're not the least bit curious to know. You mean to tell me she doesn't have a clue what even one of the charges is? I mean, there's plenty to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean... You're really going to play that? I don't know. It's just kind of more like a lie.
Right. Well, one of Dina's lines tonight was, oh, every time I call you, you're leaving the lawyer's office. We should get out of town to Florida.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? You guys don't talk any other time and actually chat if you're great friends?
Yeah. I don't know. Does Dina not understand the severity of this? I'm not sure. I mean, probably that was a cover, I'm sure. Many people would agree that was just the best thing Dina could say.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's a friend that Teresa wants. It's just someone that's not going to talk about it at all. But I guess that's something she can discuss with her husband. But wouldn't you want to have one outside source who's not in the thick of it, not in the middle of it, to kind of use as a sounding board?
I agree.
I mean, I don't think Teresa really wants that. I think she's an old school Italian where that's their family business. She doesn't want it discussed on talk shows. She doesn't want to talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want other people to talk about it with her on camera. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. But to me, I would need some third party just to kind of come in and just as a sounding board to just really, like, get it out there, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I think they're just too old school.
I felt like the episode was kind of treated like a funeral at that, when they got to the point that it was all about the plea deal and everyone's kind of opinion of it. They started playing this terribly sad music, and they did, like, the black slate with the white writing, like, day of the plea deal. So, I mean, it's a bit of a of, yeah, it was kind of, it's a defeat in their life because they ran out of options, I guess, legally and had to say, yeah, we're guilty.
Right.
So, but I get it.
I feel like we've seen this. We saw it in episode one of season six this season, yeah, where they opened up with the, they accepted the plea and Joe was in his bedroom and had the reaction to what he saw and Melissa turned the television off. Like, and that was, unfortunately, this episode, that was the...
This is where we picked up with that.
Yeah, but also in the episode, it was kind of like the pinnacle of the episode. It was like the big moment. Mm-hmm. And but we had already seen it.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, like we've already kind of covered this. So to really base the majority of this episode around Teresa, I'm sure she wasn't happy about it either.
Right.
But, you know, it just kind of was like, we've kind of heard it all. We've seen it all. If you follow the press, you know. So it was really, there was really nothing revealing in this episode. I felt like they could have covered it and had a few maybe other things going on. Mm-hmm. But Teresa's prayers, I thought were kind of touching in a way, you know, just praying for strength. For a tough time. You can tell she carries a lot. She even told her daughters that, like, I want to take on all your anxiety.
Right.
But that's the thing that you tell your kids.
I loved that moment with Gia, though, when she's like, just let me worry about it. You know, she was so calm and so, like, holding, you're right, like, carrying all the burden. Because I think I would have just broke down sobbing in front of my kids a million times if that was me.
Right.
And she just said, Mommy loves you, and Mommy's going to take care of this. And I just wish you didn't know about it and didn't hurt, and I would love to take that away from you. And I was like, this is a genuine Teresa mom moment, which I think we see a lot of, like, non-genuine moments where it's like, we're cooking with the kids, and Melania's running around.
I feel like Teresa's really changed.
Yeah.
I know some people might go back and forth on that because she was so over the top, and they might just be saying she's toning it down because, like I say every week, she is acting like Saint Teresa over there, you know, having to downplay all of her money and, you know, look like the perfect little family with the four daughters and the four daughters and the four daughters. But, I mean, I really do think this has changed her quite a bit. I mean, if you think back to when she was building that house and how obnoxious, now it almost seems like they don't match.
Yeah.
But that's what she's trying to come across as, though. She's trying to downplay all that and trying to show that she's not that person anymore. We've heard it. We've seen it. So, I don't know. I miss the old Teresa, but obviously, this is real. She's going to legit stuff, so.
I don't think the old Teresa's coming back.
No.
At least not for a long time.
No. So, basically, the reaction to everyone is that they're really sad for them. That we've seen. Jim mentioned something earlier in the episode to Amber that they're going to have to agree to their sentences separately, so it's not really a combination of, you know, a whole deal for both.
Right. So I guess he was trying to say, in effect, that the Radar Online wasn't really correct legally in what they were claiming.
Right. So that's it. I mean, their attorney read Teresa's statement, which I read the day that it came out. We're not going to reread it here. It's quite long. But, you know, it was a little bit of Teresa in there, but it was also very, like, edited. You know, you could tell. So, yeah, I mean, really, what else do you want to say about them? I feel like it's all kind of, like, up in the air at this point.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to come. I think there's going to be crazy trouble in Florida. I think they're kind of trying to start over, starting next brand new episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, okay, part two of the season, because we've gotten to, okay, the plea deal's there. Things are going to be different. There's no hope.
Yeah.
There's no hope for getting away with no jail time at this point.
Is Teresa going to Florida? I think you mentioned in the weeks prior that she's not going on the vacation.
Well, yeah. So we had said in the gossip a few weeks back that Bravo was mad at her for not going to Florida and filming. And it looks like from the footage that we've seen at the end of last night's episode that she's not there. So I wonder if that was true, probably.
Well, I don't blame her for not going.
Well,
excuse me. I mean, her life is like, you know, she needs to spend as much time with her children as possible.
Right, and I think that was her side of the story.
Well, you know what? They should take to Florida with them.
Their Birchbox. Okay, guys. Now, if you've never heard of Birchbox, I'm kind of an expert. I used to get me some Birchbox. Actually, I just started getting it again as a gift from a friend.
Really?
So fun. Yes. So what it is, you're going to get mailed to you for only $10 a month, a little box in the mail. It's going to have a bunch of fun sample size products for you to try. It could be, you know, skincare, hair care, some new mascara, all fun girly beauty things. So I've discovered some great products that way. It could be a line you've never heard of. It could be a big brand that you thought you couldn't afford, but you get to try it out, which is the great part, because you don't want to have to be faced with not being able to return something, maybe, you know, to a store if you don't want to invest too much money. So this way you're getting to try out a bunch of products for a great price. Whatever you want, you can go on Birchbox.com and purchase at the full size and get that sent to your house as well.
Wow, nice. Isn't that awesome? And you can use the keyword AfterBuzz for 100 Birchbox points.
Yes, which is $10 off. So there you go. So that's like a month free for you right there. First one's free in the
mail. Check it out. Support AfterBuzz too. We have a lot of shows here, and we are delivering the goods this season with The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So check out Birchbox, rate and comment us as well on YouTube and iTunes.
We want to hear from you guys, because we got a lot of great comments last week with Jim's interview.
Yeah, we definitely got a great reaction.
Yeah, a lot of people say, Jim, girl, you spilled the tea.
Yep. Well, now let's spill some of our own tea with some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh my gosh, I have so much this week. Okay, back to Teresa.
Okay.
Radar Online is claiming her sentencing been postponed again. So for it's an additional 2 weeks later now. It's going to be October 2nd instead of the original September date. Her lawyers want more time to prepare more facts for their case. It's kind of like a little bit of an ongoing thing where her lawyers can still kind of plead their case a little bit at the sentencing, and in hopes that the sentencing won't be as harsh.
Right.
So Teresa's hoping for probation only, you know, for her, if Joe has to face any jail time, that she would only have probation to be home with the family.
These people are already in a sentence. The time hasn't started on the clock, but to be waiting like this for so many weeks and all these extensions, I got the same news on NorthJersey.com.
Ooh. And, sorry, guys. I don't know what the original source was. Jeez.
No, I don't know either, but it's seen in two places, so it must be true, right? I'm just kidding. But, they said the sentencings have been scheduled, that's it. So the date has been changed to October 2nd.
So I wonder how that's going to factor in with the season.
Yeah.
Well, we will see. We will see.
Right. What else is new?
Okay. TMZ reporting that Teresa and Joe are now listing the mansion. So remember when the psychic told her, I see you in a smaller house. And he had seen the father-in-law passing. How crazy. Ooh, that guy is good. so they've listed the mansion quietly for $3.99 million. It's a 10,000 square foot mansion. In 2012, the value, it was valued at $1.2 million. Obviously, they're hoping their celebrity is going to bring a buyer that would pay that much.
I guess so.
And this is all to help pay back the millions they owe from bankruptcy.
Right.
They still owe a ton of money from that whole situation.
Damn.
So
that's a fall from grace for sure.
Oof, rough. I mean, if I were them, well, I guess I would never go into bankruptcy. But stranger things have happened.
Right.
But I just, wouldn't you immediately like start selling some of the crazy extra luxurious things you really don't need?
Well, I guess they got rid of that shore house that, you know, I mean, but that, I mean, what's the value? I mean, I'm sure it makes a small dent in only what's millions to pay back.
Right.
So this house, yeah, they're putting it at top dollar.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's an awful lot. I mean, people are not, I mean, the thing is, this is not a New York penthouse where people from all over the world want it.
Right.
I'm not saying it's an undesirable house, but, you know, I mean, it's not necessarily a place that people are going to be, like, clawing to get in. It's not like Teresa's, like, you know, it's not like they can say, like, ooh, Marilyn Monroe lived here, you know? I mean, it's like, they're not really going to get that appeal, I don't think. I don't think they're going to get all that money, but aim high. I certainly hope so.
I mean, right. You list high and you drop from there, right, when you don't get your price after a while. So hopefully their celebrity helps them pay back these debts, and, you know, we're all worried about the kids, obviously, so.
Exactly. What's next? You got a lot of stuff over there.
Man, hits keep coming. Woo! Okay. Jacqueline confirmed via Twitter that she is coming back, and not next season, you guys. this season.
Is it every week, though? I tried to dig deeper.
I did, too. I couldn't figure it out. Yeah. I feel like there's so many, like, we heard this and we heard that there that Bravo, I'm not sure.
Bravo hasn't confirmed anything. I doubt that she's going to be joining the opening. I think she's going to be making appearances. But, yeah, I mean, it seems to me, from what I gathered, that she's coming back on the 21st.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be, like, it's going to be in and out of it. Like,
so, like, yeah. Post-Florida, we think she's back.
I think it might even be four.
Okay. Yeah, okay, there we go.
So, but, yeah, I mean, 21st, next week.
Well, maybe that makes sense with...
She's in next week's promo, though.
Maybe it makes sense with Teresa staying home from Florida. Maybe she and Jacqueline started taping some things together while the girls were in Florida.
Well, I have my concerns, and I'm going to get into that and predictions in a few moments.
Okay. Dun-dun-dun. Mm-hmm. And next. Our favorite pot stirrer, Jim.
Jim,
started,
how you doing?
Jim, you crazy guy. So he started a Twitter feud last night with Dean. Or I don't really know who started it. Let me read you Let me read you some of what went down here. Okay, so
fill me in, please.
Okay, so Bravo TV innocently tweeted a quote. From Teresa, I do appreciate friends like Dina that don't ask too many questions. Jim replied, does anyone else see the problem with this statement? We kind of touched on that. Okay. Dina replied, Jim, go grow I'm going to fill in a different word here, man's private parts, and get off Twitter. You're going to get your wife fired. Amber chimed in as well. Come on, Dina. You've got to leave Jim alone. You are reading his statement the wrong way. Dina answers back again. Just looking out for you, girl. Don't want you to lose your job. You earned your spot.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm holding my tongue. Go
one
ahead.
Last comment. Amber replies, I appreciate that. I do. But leave his man parts out of it. LOL, I happen to like them.
Good
Amber
answer.
Amber standing by her man.
Look, this is classic Dina to me. She's going to get herself involved. She's going to call people names, and then she's going to let everyone know she's looking out for them. I find her to be phony. I'm not a huge fan of hers. I've said this week after week. I'm not surprised by her interaction with that. It's like, why don't you stay off of it? Like, just let Jim make his comment. We know Jim is very active on Twitter. God bless him. That's what he wants to do. I would probably be all over it too if I was on a reality show, just saying.
Yeah,
so like,
I mean,
I'm not throwing shade at all, but I just mean like she needs to just like let it go. Like obviously you know someone like Jim is going to come back at you, so just like stay out of it.
Right.
And then like looking out for her, I don't know, I think the best thing to do would be quiet. You didn't see Amber going on and, you know, making a further comment. Leave it alone.
I love Dina. So I'm going to back her up on this
one. Go ahead.
I don't think she needed to throw in the P word that she called him. But, you know, she was defending her friend. I do see Jim's point, but they're... whatever. I love Dina. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
I'm tired
I'm a Dina. If we had to pick... Wait, what housewife would you be?
Oh, God.
This season only.
This season only. I was going to say Danielle Staub for sure.
I knew you were going to say Danielle.
Because, like, she's the one that gets the most news. No, I mean, this season, I don't know. Oh, Lord, who would you be? I don't want the silence.
No, I'm a
know.
Dina. I'm telling you, I'm a Dina.
Oh, you're a Dina, yeah.
I'm a Dina.
Well, I can't say Teresa because I'm not looking for any more problems.
I'm a Dina. I'm the girl who stays out of the trouble. But then when no one's around, I'm like, I get my little words in. You know how her little interviews are so good?
Yeah. Well,
she just throws in her
little
comments.
But that's all she does. I don't
know. That's how I am. I'm like, when no one's around, I'm like, yeah.
I guess I'd say Amber.
You're an Amber. Yeah, you are. Okay. All right. Well, that's all my gossip for
this
week.
That's plenty.
That's a lot.
Wow. All right. Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I'm concerned.
Okay. You go first. Oh, my God.
I am. Really, though. I saw the promo for this, the current coming up season. basically, I don't know what's next week, what's in 6 weeks. I don't know. It's like they're trying to like bring everyone back to the show, and they're trying to like have this mid-season, but not really mid-season promo. They did the same thing on Orange County Housewives. I guess they're trying to like get people like more excited and riled up because it's been kind of a slow entrance into Jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in this promo, we saw a lot of Jacqueline. I think they played every minute they could because they're trying to get people to tune back in. And then we saw Kathy and Rosie, and it was just like, okay, this is the season prior and the season before that. Like, it was just like, okay, it's old. I'm sorry. I don't really enjoy seeing the familiar faces. I found them to be very boring when they were on. Why Rosie is interesting to follow, I do enjoy her. To me, like, she doesn't really bring the content that I'm tuning in for. I think she's great. She's cool if she's at a party. Give her a few lines, but I just feel like I want to see more, like, actual, like, catalysts.
Yeah.
And I'm tired. I don't know. I'm still trying to move towards and embrace the new direction the show is going on. And last season, I sat on AfterBuzz and I said the same thing. I want new Housewives. The show needs to go a new direction. It's stale. So I've embraced the twins, like them or not. I really like Amber and Jim, as you know. So I feel like, basically, I'm trying to go in that direction of the show, and now it looks like they're trying to pull us back to, like, the old classic Jersey, which was boring. To look at, you know, I'm sorry, to look at Jacqueline and her husband Chris in their dining room again, like, mm-hmm. talking about money trouble, like, no, I'm good. I mean, I want to see something fresh. I just felt like it was, like, rewinding the tapes.
Yeah.
That was my perspective.
My prediction is that maybe Teresa can't film anymore, or they were prepping themselves for the event that she couldn't be a part of the show anymore if maybe some way she does get sentenced to any jail time.
Mm-hmm.
So my thoughts were, my mind working in overdrive, that they were setting up Jacqueline to try to be a replacement for Teresa no longer, because Teresa's been the focus of the show mm-hmm. for how many seasons now? At least three. So I think that they were trying to set that up in the event right. that Teresa can no longer be a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she already has already decided, we don't know, but
yeah.
possibility.
Mm-hmm. Any other predictions? There was a lot there.
Well, obviously Jim's going to start some stuff up in Florida because brings up Victoria's Secret. Okay, so
I loved that part. It was my favorite one.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, Amber and Jim are here, and then they just cut to him on the couch.
Oh, my God.
And what did
so
he say?
I'm dying to know what leads up to Jim saying to – it's one of the twins. I was assuming it was Reno's wife.
Mm-hmm. You can't
even tell. But I can't tell because they're so identical, saying – but do you think that he didn't sleep with a stripper or something to that about the stripper in the mm-hmm. past? And he said, no, but I think he effed your mom. Wow.
Yeah.
So
I
saw Melissa. Well, the thing I kept noticing was Melissa jumping up like and pointing her finger like, no, you don't start with that. La, la, la. So I think the fallout from that's going to be huge.
Yeah.
I'm sure Amber and Jim go home early, as someone always goes home early.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see that moment. I really hope that that's next week. See, we got this long promo of the season.
Right.
So, like, I want that to be next week, and I have a feeling it will be.
Mm-hmm.
But where Jacqueline fits into all that, maybe she's going to be entertaining Teresa when they're in Florida.
Right.
But, yeah, I feel really excited about next week. This week, I kind of thought, like I said earlier, catching us up, basically. We saw news that we already saw once before. So, like, you know, we know they reached a plea deal. So now let's keep it moving, and I want to see Florida play out. And I think we're going to be able to see everything else in the new part of the show play out, you know, versus
right.
the old, in regards to the twins and Amber and Jim.
Okay. I love your voice right now.
I'm getting over a little cold, so this is it. But
okay.
Yeah. So that's it. If you haven't checked out our interview with Jim, please do so. Now would be the time. You're
gotta
gonna
do
wanna,
it.
Yeah, definitely
it
check
was
it out.
Definitely some hot topic on Twitter.
Yes, for sure. All right, Megan, where can we find you?
I am on Instagram and Twitter. Please tweet us. We want to hear from you. I am at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
And I am on Twitter as well at Grants_Rants. And I think it's time for another Grants Rants to come out. So I'll be looking for that if you're interested. Check it out. Thank you for checking us out tonight, discussing the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.